It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, as we do each and every week, I went to my six broadcast partners to discuss the issues and current events happening around the world that may well be setting the stage for the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word and it to be fulfilled. It is amazing to me, as I talk with my broadcast partners, to see what they are reporting looks as if it is a page out of Bible prophecy. I want to give you my prophetic perspective on these reports. I'll do that in a moment. But first, if you had to miss any of the reports, please go to my website, prophecytoday.com, and then go to Prophecy Today Radio Network. You'll be able to listen to any and or all of the reports. Please pass along the link for PTRN to your family and friends so that they can stay up to date on current events and how they fit into biblical prophecy. Right now, though, let me take a moment to give you my prophetic perspective on the events reported by our broadcast partners. Ken Timmerman, who was always trying to catch an airplane someplace, but we catch up with him to get his analysis of geopolitical events happening around the world. We talked with Ken about the fact that Syria is telling the new president, President Biden, in their first message to the new president, to withdraw United States troops and quit stealing their oil. Remember, Syria is the first nation in the alignment of nations that will make a move to attack and destroy the Jewish state. That's Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. In addition to that, as you look at that group of aligned nations to try to destroy Israel, you'll see Russia, Iran, and Lebanon, along with Syria, are a part of that coalition of nations. Dear friend, that stage is set right there at Israel's northern border in Syria. David Dolan gives us his Middle East News update, a key report for all of us who are students of Bible prophecy. And with David, we looked at what Russia is telling Israel to stop bombing Iranian targets in Syria. And then Russia said they will take care of Iran in Syria. You know, in that alignment of nations, Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11, Russia is the leader, Ezekiel 38, 2, and Russia seems to be exhorting that leadership role right now there in Syria. Israel, however, will not fall in line for that alignment to destroy them. The Lord will intercede and protect His chosen people. Winky Madad, a favorite of our broadcast partners, came to the table to talk about a water project to refill the Gihon River in Jerusalem, the river that is mentioned in Scripture to be in the center of the Garden of Eden. This Israeli water project has been going on for 9 years. They're about to conclude it, which means they will bring desalinated water from the Mediterranean, bring it through the hills, cutting tunnels, similar to what Hezekiah did when he cut his tunnel to bring water, also to the same location where the water is headed in this Israeli project. By the way, that is the area of the Garden of Eden. Look up Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10. You'll see that there was one river in the garden. It flowed out and became four other rivers. This is an amazing project making preparation for the Messiah to be able to rule and reign from the Garden of Eden in Jerusalem. John Root is the man who covers the European Union. He talked to us about European Union states telling Iran to follow the rules of the Obama-Iranian nuclear deal. Remember, after America withdrew from the Obama-Iranian nuclear deal, the European Union stayed in and tried to work together with Iran. However, now the European Union is very much concerned about Iran's movements toward development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Remember, Ezekiel 38:5 says that Iran is a major player in the end times. And when you think about the European Union, Daniel 7:7 says that the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire will be the European Union today. This whole entire prophetic scenario coming much better into focus. Then I had a conversation with the president of the American Pastors Network, and we talked about the world able to witness a peaceful transition of power here in America. But then I ask the question, what next? Well, what next is indeed the big question for the new Biden administration. We know that God ordained Joe Biden as president, Romans 13:1, and we have a responsibility to pray for President Biden. Then the Lord will put into the heart of the president to make decisions that fulfill God's will. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. We must do our part. David James and I concluded the broadcast with a conversation of how to pray for someone you disagree with. Well, that's very simple. We just do it. Because God said to do it. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Paul also wrote to the Thessalonians to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. We must obey what God tells us to do because it is His will. One thing I'm sure you can pray for is Joe Biden to make political decisions that will fulfill God's plan for the future. His plan, first of all, is to send Jesus Christ for the rapture. In fact, I would have to say, even so come, Lord Jesus. By the way, that rapture can happen at any moment, even today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except, let's keep looking up. Until.